My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All you really need to know is that Jacob deGrom took the ball on Thursday night and once again showed why he is the best pitcher in all of baseball. 35 pitches, 3 perfect innings, striking out 7 of the 9 batters that he faced. His fastball sat at 100 to 102 miles per hour, mixing in some nasty sliders as well that topped out at 94. The Mets shut out the Astros 1-0 in West Palm Beach. Pete Alonso accounting for the only run with his second home run of the spring. Alonso said afterwards that DeGrom is aging like fine wine. The Mets and Met fans are hoping they can drink from that bottle for a long time. So let's hear from Jake himself on his performance on Thursday night.
Hey, Jake. You know, whereas most pitchers and players, it seems like they use spring training to ramp up, for you, right from the start this spring, you know, you're consistently hitting 99, 100 miles per hour. How would you say you feel physically right now compared to, you know, most other springs at this point in your career?
I feel good. Feel like my delivery's in line. You know, constantly been working on that. I noticed whenever I threw one of my lives, my front side was a little off, so did some work in between to try to get that back in line. And I, you know, I try to stay as smooth as I can, and you know, it just seems to be coming out good. You know, feel like I'm staying within myself, and you know, the main goal today was to try to locate and then pitch off of my fastball and use my slider, and that's pretty much what we did tonight.
Did you feel, I mean, the fastball obviously looked electric, but did you feel like you were able to locate that slider the way you wanted to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we stuck fastball slider, and that was, I think I threw one slider I didn't really like and went right back to it and made the correction. So, you know, I feel ready to go. So I think I got 3 more and continue to work on locating that off speed and establishing the fastball.
Your next question comes from Ed Coleman.
Hey, Jake. By the way, do you ever think of letting your fielders get some work in by then?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the last time when you were off a little bit, you threw the fastball and you got back on track. Do you feel that when you get a little bit off track, that you can, by locating the fastball, you can get yourself back on track?
Yeah, that's definitely what I work on. You know, that locating the fastball to the glove side, and then everything seems to fall in line. You know, that's the hardest spot to repeat. It's the most extension, and working off that.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Anthony DiComo.
Hey, Jake. We ask you a lot about your velocity, and obviously you've come a long way since you first got into the league. Is there, in seriousness, like an upper limit to this where you feel like there's still some untapped velocity in there for you when you're throwing 101 in early spring?
I don't know. I think I honestly feel better than, I think you asked the question when you referred to me as old early on about how I feel now to whenever I first came in the league. And I think it really boils down to knowing where I think of it as everything on time and in place of where I need it. And I honestly feel like my delivery's better than it was when I first came in. If you look at when I first came in the league, then I had a big lean. I was falling down the mound. I would fall off hard to the first base side. So I honestly think just cleaning that up, and my thought process is everything's on time and where I need it to be when I release the baseball. So I just feel like cleaning that up and continuing to work on that is kind of why the uptick is there.
So, but I guess what I'm asking is, have you already maxed that out, or is there still conceivably more?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I honestly don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Your next question comes from Disha Thosar.
Hey, Jake. Obviously, it's a spring training start, and they're monitoring your pitch count, but when you're pitching as well as you are like tonight, is it almost frustrating for you to come out and kind of shut it down when, like you said, you're ready to go?
No, you don't want to overdo it. You have to build up. And coming into the night, I knew I had three innings. And, once you get there, that's it. I think the main thing is the ups, the rest in between, and just that's what you're preparing yourself for and building that pitch count up. So you don't want to go from throwing 25 to throwing 70. So it's more of, if it was a regular season game and I felt that good and I came out in three, I'd be a little upset, but not in spring.
Right. And then some pitchers around the league have said like MLB's different ball is already being used in spring training. Have you noticed that difference at all with the way it's coming out?
Looking at it, the laces seem to look a little bit wider to me. And that's really the only difference that I've noticed. But throwing it, it's felt pretty close to the same for me. I honestly haven't thought too much about it. I think today was the first time I heard that, and we already have the new one, so I didn't really know.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Justin Descano.
Hey, Jake, when you are a competitor, how do you hold yourself back and make sure you don't overdo it in spring?
I just think, being around for a little while and knowing what it takes to get ready for a full 162. That's just having a routine and kind of knowing how you prepare in the off season and even in spring to get ready for that season. So it was more learned over time.
And in that routine in between starts, what's the most important part of that routine for you?
Just staying consistent. There's definitely days where, you don't feel like doing stuff, and to go out there and just make sure you get your work in and stick to that. I think that's helped me throughout the years. Even when I have a bad start, you stick to that routine. When you have a good start, stick to that routine, and it just helps you, stay in line where you need to be.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Mike Puma.
Hey, Jake, at what point do you think you'll implement some of the off-speed stuff?
Well, tonight I threw more sliders than I did the other day. And when I was warming up, we noticed I had a good slider. So we said, hey, let's mix that in a little more tonight. So that was kind of the plan going into the night, mainly be fastball slider. And then, as it goes on, get a full mix of everything. I didn't throw one changeup, but I think just seeing how the slider was in the pin, wanted to see, make sure it translated going into the game, that little extra adrenaline going, and still being able to locate it. Because, I think sometimes I refer to it, I get where I almost jump and staying smooth, and like I throw the fastball, throw the slider the same way. So that was the plan tonight.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Steve Gelbs.
Jake, just to continue off of that, I think it was, it might've been your last start or your first one where you were saying how the fastball felt really good, so you guys just stuck with it. And today the slider felt really good, so you wanted to see how that translated. When you kind of think about your progression in spring training, how much of it is how you're feeling that night, the way that you would pitch in a regular game, and how much of it is I need to get my work in with certain pitches no matter what I'm feeling on that night?
Yeah, tonight was definitely like, hey, let's throw more sliders. First one threw a lot of fastballs. I think I might have thrown two all speed. So tonight was let's work fastball slider. That was kind of what we came up with. But, you know, there, I go back to a start. I can't remember exactly when it was. It was against Washington. I think the first five innings, my changeup was absolutely terrible. But I think in the sixth and, or seventh, I had a couple big strikeouts on it. So for me, I never want to let hitters eliminate a pitch. Even if I'm not throwing it really for a strike, you're still throwing it. So it's still in the back of your mind. So as it goes on, there'll definitely be more of a mix.
DeGrom will have three more appearances before starting opening day in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park against the Nats. Friday, the Mets will host the Marlins at Clover Park as Marcus Stroman makes his third appearance of the spring. We'll have another Mets podcast for you after that. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.